Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
That our network is scared for us to name for legal reasons, but you know which one it is.
All of the posts you hear our characters read are word-for-word real posts from this neighborhood website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. This episode's guest, Craig Kakowski. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Neighborhood Listen. That was fun.
It's fun, isn't it?
I am Joan Pedestrian.
And I am Bert Mia Payday.
Mm-hmm.
And we are your hosts for this look at the neighborhood of Dignity Falls.
Mm-hmm. Where we explore posts and bring on guests of people who have posted on the Neighbor Hap.
That's right.
Which, of course, is all about the goings-on of our... You gave me the power, now I'm just running with it.
No, you're doing great.
Gonna,
keep
you're
going.
You're not
going
to get a word in edgewise.
Keep run, Forrest, run.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
That now, was... you might have this in your neighborhood, wherever you live.
Sure.
I can't imagine anyone listening to this who doesn't live in Dignity Falls.
But it is funny. Maybe there are other people listening.
We can't prevent that.
No, we can't.
It goes out to the world.
I think that's wonderful. Because then it puts Dignity Falls on the map.
I guess it makes me feel small.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I feel tiny.
You do?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, Dignity Falls is just this little place that probably people haven't heard of. And if they're listening to it, they have no idea who we are. And it just makes you realize how fleeting life is. And we're here for but a moment. And soon we're dead.
Wow. It's kind of a bleak place to go, Bert.
Well, I'm used to it.
Are you having an okay week?
I'm okay.
What's going on?
You know, things at the pharmacy, they're very busy because we're doing the flu shots.
Sure, sure.
And everybody's coming in, and if we run out of the flu shots.
Get your flu shots, by the way. Get your flu shots.
Get your flu shots, mm-hmm. Especially if you are an elderly person. Mm-hmm. You will die without it.
That's not for certain, but
it's not for certain,
good to
but
be safe.
I like to put the fear of God into those people because they need that flu shot.
They sure do.
I mean, you know what? They will die without it.
So you're just seeing a bunch of old people. Is this what's bringing you down?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Sometimes
that's
when you see a collective group of old people, one after another,
yeah,
in and out, you know, that can really sort of put you in touch with your own mortality. I understand.
Do you know at the pharmacy we have a collective noun for old people? You know, like a murder of crows or
a crash
of rhinoceros.
An unkindness of ravens is
yes,
my favorite.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. We call it an effordent of olds.
Oh, that's sort of cute.
It is, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah, you
got
to have fun.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm fascinated by the idea of false teeth. It's a thing that you could just pull in and out of your head.
It is wild.
And people might, if they're good, people won't know that you have them.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that I don't have, I've got pretty good genes. My own grandmother didn't need to lose her teeth and she had them all the way up until
the
end.
Did you say she didn't mean to?
Oh, no, she didn't need to.
She didn't need to lose them.
She did it. She didn't need to. It's what I mean. She didn't.
So she didn't.
She didn't. she actually, it was willpower. She willed them to stay in her head.
You know, both my parents had false teeth.
Oh, really?
And they lost them at a very young age. Well, it's how they met. They were in a diving accident.
Diving accident. Oh, so they didn't lose it. You lose them because of old age. They hit their teeth on the bottom of a... in their teens.
They hit their teeth on rocks at the bottom of a swimming hole.
What? Well, now, first of all, that's so dangerous. Was that at the watering hole?
At the watering hole, yes. Where the bar is now.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Is it because of them?
That it's a bar now?
I thought for some reason... that you meant that there's a bar that prevents you from diving where it's dangerous, where the rocks are. And I was happy to know that someone had made that safety measure.
No.
But you're talking about
if you're not
the water
from Dignity
hole,
Falls,
which is
yes.
the bar.
If you're not from Dignity
the
Falls,
the actual alcoholic there, establishment.
There is a bar called the Watering
That's
Hole that
correct.
Is built around the old watering hole.
Yes.
It's still in the center of the bar, and there is a bar around it, so you can't go in there.
So we're both right.
But we're both right. You're allowed to throw coins in there to make
sure,
wishes.
Always.
But you can't throw bottles or cans in there. Mm-hmm. You can't put glassware in there. No. Don't flick your cigarette ashes
don't
in there.
Don't do it.
It is the smoking area of the bar. You're allowed to smoke near there. But please flick your ashes in the ashtray.
I don't care for that place.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh,
it's the worst. And I can't believe it's still open. And I think it's only that they have that retractable dome that they're allowed to get away with the smoking.
Yes. I was there only once. It was for a baby shower. Can you imagine?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, it was an awful location.
But, you know, people have these baby showers. They're going to become parents. They don't want to be like, I'm still cool. So I'll have my baby shower at a bar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, you're not fooling anyone.
No,
Doug and
not.
I haven't been out in what? I mean, when was the last time we went to a bar?
Oh, maybe a dozen years ago.
A dozen years ago?
That is a long time. You haven't been to a bar in a dozen
maybe
years.
Well, you know, we've got...
easy dozen.
I didn't...
My memory's not what it was.
Sure. Well, let's play the newlywed game. Doug, don't listen. I'm going to ask.
Oh, boy. This will be fun. Uh-oh.
I'm going to ask Joan. Joan, what would you say is the last time you and your husband went to a bar?
I was just going to say it's been a couple of months.
So not a dozen years.
Not a dozen years. But perhaps, you know why? I think I know what he's doing. We went to that lovely wine bar, you know, the new place.
Mm.
What is it called? Adobe or Adoba or Adora?
Adoba.
Adoba. And, you know, a little wine and tapas. And he hates tapas. He just thinks that's...
He doesn't like the small plates.
He doesn't understand it. You know, it's like...
Really?
Well, it's not that
don't
he
they explain it?
They do, but it's just, you know, he wants food. And a small plate comes with, you know, like a lump of mushrooms... ceviche or something. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. A lump of mushrooms.
To me, I think that's what he thinks tapas is. He just goes, oh, that lump of mushroom place?
Right.
You know, when we talk about
right.
it. Because
oh, that's
I
what he means.
It.
Okay, I've heard him say that.
I know. It's become a saying in our house. And so basically, I don't think he saw that as a bar. He means like the watering hole or one of the sports bars or, you know, like McCrary's down the way where we used to go and have everything fried and all the beer.
Yes,
and we used to have a
absolutely.
Great time. We have
absolutely.
Not done that. It's true. We haven't done a trivia
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
he's gone to the bar in his own plenty of times. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about together. But I think that's what I was thinking of. I think of that place as a bar, but he
right.
just thinks of it as a, you know, the place where he had mushrooms.
Mushroom lumps.
Yeah.
Do you know what I love about McCrary's is that it's remained unchanged for such a long time.
I know. It still has it still has the C grade outside. Never changed it.
There's no way they can. How are they still in business?
I don't know. And why are people going in when it's like that?
I don't know.
That's wild.
I don't know. But I, you know, God bless them. I'm glad they're still there.
Well, are you in a better mood? I feel like we can't. I feel
you
like.
You know, I'm always in a better mood when we start the show.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yes. I love coming here and doing the show with you, Joan. So thank you very much. You cheered me up.
Oh, no, my pleasure.
Now let's take it right back down again because we have to get into our post from the Neighbor Hap.
We do.
Here's one. This one, I don't know if people are going to be, how people are going to feel about it. I know I feel a certain way about it. This comes from Amy, and she writes, there's a chicken in the intersection of Montana and Franklin Pierce Boulevard. I wish I could stop and help get him out of harm's way, but I'm on the bus on my way to work. She has included a picture of the chicken. He is right smack dab in the middle of the intersection.
Oh, dear.
And she got a great clear shot of him.
Uh-huh.
And she sent out this sort of SOS that there's a, I guess if you know of this chicken or if you're nearby and you just want to save a chicken.
Well, that's a busy intersection.
It is a busy intersection.
I hate that intersection. All that construction.
It's got those weird cockeyed lights at the intersection where you're not sure. Is that one for me?
Oh,
is that for me?
Right. Yes.
No arrows.
That.
Yeah.
You're right. Ugh. Yeah.
And of course, people in the comments, as you can imagine, is he trying to get to the other side? There's a lot of jokes.
Oh, there's not.
There's so many.
No.
There's so, and here's what bothers me about it is you didn't see the first person post that?
Right.
You know?
Exactly. So there's more than one?
There's more than one same joke over and over again.
No one
seems to care about this poor chicken. We have no idea if the chicken is living or dead.
Well, I mean, and you have to imagine that it was probably seconds whether or not he lived or died, don't you think? I don't think he's still there. No one thinks he's still in the intersection. He either lived or died.
It never occurred to me to go check if he's still in the middle of the intersection.
We could have. How long ago was that post?
This was a little while ago. I would imagine he's not there anymore.
We're talking,
this was weeks ago.
Oh,
but,
well, good heavens. I mean, that chicken is either alive or dead.
He's either alive or dead. There's no other way around it.
There isn't.
I mean, for gosh sakes, that chicken is either alive or dead.
Yes.
So if you see that chicken, he is alive. If you see that chicken in the middle of the intersection walking around, he is alive. If you see him by the side of the road or in the middle of the intersection lying down, he's probably dead.
And please, either way, let us know. Because
Let
you know what
know.
I hate? You know, I'm going to tell you one of my hugest pet peeves about this app is there's no follow-up.
No
We've been looking for a goddamn missing tortoise for like months now, and everyone keeps
We feel that we got some follow-up.
We think we did, but
it has to be the same tortoise.
It
has to be the same tortoise.
It does, but I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure.
I know, and the uncertainty is what kills you.
Oh, absolutely. It keeps me up at night.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think about that tortoise.
Sure, you should.
Well, so you didn't want to read any of those comments, did you? I'm going to read some comments.
No, I will not. I think it's good. We're talking about the comments. There's no need for me to read these comments. They're all the same.
Right. But this is what this section is about. Okay. Because sometimes someone's going on online to just either get something off their chest or ask for help or something. And it might not always be the time to make a joke or to be sarcastic. Mm-hmm. Or in this case, I think very passive aggressive. And we do have a problem with that on this board sometimes.
Yes, we do.
Do you know what I mean? If you have an opinion about how someone feels about a certain thing and you disagree, there's no need to be, you know, indirectly or directly nasty.
I don't think. Much of the same way, there's no need if you see someone who's a different race than you are to tag them as a suspicious person. We're filtering all those out.
We are having that a lot. So, yes.
We're filtering those out. Yes.
Absolutely.
Just as a general note going forward
for
the
neighbor
app.
That's a good reminder. Hmm. So now this is from Marianne, and she says, birds and no sleep. Birds and frogs. Seems like the rain brought them out this year. Which is interesting because, I mean, I will say birds and frogs. I mean, that's kind of a given every year this time of year. So
sure.
I don't know what you think about the rain.
I feel like birds all year round.
Birds all year round.
Yeah.
The birds near my home, I back up to a walking trail in the hills and they are so loud that I cannot sleep past 5 a.m. Even with my newly installed window shut. Humble brag. The crows and other birds are so loud that it's impossible to sleep. Anyone else notice this lately? It's driving me crazy. Mm. Now, I suppose you could say that, sure, what is she really looking for? I guess she just wanted some. This is what happens again. It's just so easy to go on social media and just get some validation and get some, you know, just to
she
gripe.
Wants somebody on there. I
just
hate birds,
gripe.
Too.
It's just
yes,
a gripe.
It's just a gripe.
But
and the object of the gripe can't read. Crows are very smart, but they can't do apps.
And I'm going to say she didn't get the right. Being in the real estate business, she did not get the right windows because I'm telling you, we've got the best windows in the business that when we did our remodel, and you cannot hear a thing.
Oh, it's quiet as the grave.
100%.
Absolutely.
That's why we have Doug outside today.
It's almost like a liability.
And we have Doug in the driveway today, actually, so that because I was hearing some of the sounds of him pushing the buttons and doing stuff, and sometimes he's doing other things while he's running the engineer.
Sure,
I mean,
absolutely.
Come on, I know, Doug, what are you doing right now? You're probably doing something.
I'm sweeping up the gravel.
See, and we can't hear that. That's how good I have an entire gravel driveway.
Right.
And that's how good these windows are. We can't hear that at all because it is loud.
Gravel's pretty loud.
It's very loud.
As far as driveways crunchy. Go.
Yeah. So underneath it, so here's the thing. People started to get smart, okay, underneath it. First of all, a lot of people just said, like Julie said, I love it. Sorry that it is hard on you. No sleep is not good. Which I just think is kind of like a little smut, like, oh, that's I'm sorry.
Dig. That's a dig.
That's a dig. For I think sure. It's a little bit of a dig.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Hillary, who decided to get really clever. Mm. All right, are you ready for this? The good news is there's help out there for people with this horrible problem. You can contact your local chapter of CHIRP, C-H-I-R-P, for emotional support.
Not familiar with that.
CHIRP is a nonprofit. Well, she's doing a bit.
Oh.
Okay. CHIRP is a nonprofit organization that also aids with nighttime irritation brought on by frog noises as well. Now, here comes a real passive-aggressive part. Ready? CHIRP. Parentheses, citizens harboring irrational response to peeps really helped me.
Oh, boy.
And Hillary, now how does that help anyone?
Hillary,
congratulations with your clever acronym that probably took you hours to think of. And she thought, watch this. I'm going to really burn. It's going to be a burn.
Hillary, you're no Eliza Schlesinger.
That is correct. And what's more, Jeff pipes in down below and he says, do you have a contact number for CHIRP? Maybe I can send a tweet.
Oh, no. From bad to worse.
I mean, people.
Why do you do this?
She just wanted to gripe.
What is this, Showtime at the Apollo? Where's the Sandman when you need him?
Well, listen, because of the internet, everyone's a comedian. Everyone's funny.
It's true. It's just true. Very true,
it's
joke.
It's true. Everyone's hilarious.
Everyone thinks they think they're the second coming of Dick Van Dyke.
Exactly. Which is, you know, and he's not dead yet.
And he not dead yet. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
I saw him singing and dancing in that Mary Poppins Returns.
Wasn't that lovely to see him in that?
It was so wonderful. Here's what I liked about that movie.
Okay.
It was just a lateral version of the original Mary Poppins.
Sure,
all the things that you liked about the original, the Mary Poppins shows up.
Mm-hmm.
The parents are unhappy.
Uh-huh.
The children see Mary Poppins as magical. The parents don't.
Right.
They go into a magical land.
Uh-huh. Things are animated.
They dance with them. There's a crazy relative who does something unusual,
mm-hmm.
Defies gravity in some way.
Yeah. There's soot everywhere,
yeah.
And it's dirty, and there's an impending doom in London.
Yes. Instead of chimney sweep dancing, a bunch of bike people dance.
That was a little weird. But that's just because I hated it when the boys did their BMX on their skateboarding, because it used to, I mean, how many times did I go to the emergency room?
Those boys.
So many broken bones.
They've broken every bone in their bodies.
Oh, yeah. Timmy broke his penis.
Oh, my word.
Yes. I really didn't realize that was possible. I thought it was a
myth. You did not tell me that before. You thought it was a myth.
I did. I didn't know it was a thing you could do. Why would I know? I don't have one.
You can do it, but don't do it.
Well, certainly. Do we have to tell people that?
No, but we do have to take a break.
Okay.
So
speaking of breaks.
right. That's funny. That's funnier than anything that was in those comments.
Thank you.
We do have to take a break, though, and we will be back with our guest when the Neighborhood Listen returns. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A frame. frames.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, this is Liz. I'm giving away a box of old international dolls. You got a doll that looks like it's from, that looks like Mexico, and a doll that looks like it's from Canada, and then this one just looks like Johnny Depp, and then it's got to be a Japanese doll. And then this other one is, well, frankly, a couple of these, this one's just a naked Barbie, and it's Raggedy Ann and Andy. So if you want them, just give me a call. They've all been Lysoled, and I really love to get rid of them because they're haunting my dreams. Thank you.
Welcome back to Neighborhood Listen. I'm still Joan Pedestrian.
I'm still Burt Mia Payday. That's fun.
And that's still fun to do.
It's still fun to do. Well, we do have our guest, Joan. And guy, we are thrilled to have him on the show.
So excited.
And we're thrilled he's doing this event again.
I know.
He's done it 5 times before. This will be the 6th time he's
Number
doing
six.
It. And if you live in Dignity Falls and you've never seen this, you're missing out because it's magical. It's magical.
Well, right, but marvelous. I hear that it's different every time. So I have questions about what it's going to be
that.
This time.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yes. So well, that's what I've heard. So.
Okay, this is then I have questions. I have, I have even more questions than I had before.
Yes, yes.
This gentleman, you mostly know him from working at the post office, and he is the guy who will, if you have go in there with the pink slip, he will get you the package that the post office, for whatever reason, refused to leave at your address.
Which Burnt hates, by the way. This is a real...
I guess that came out a little bit, but hate it. I have a parcel locker on my front porch. You can put a package in there for that reason. I'm sick of getting those pink slips say nobody was home. It doesn't matter. I don't need to be home. Put it in there. Push the button. It's locked.
Anyway. I get it.
Okay, but I'm not going to...
No, that's nothing. That's not why he's here.
I wish I hadn't brought it up because I feel like I'm detracting from this wonderful event. But we have him here. He does an event called... Dinner Has a Price, and this is the 6th time he's doing it. He is going to be doing it at Denudo's.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Which is a terrific restaurant.
Uh-huh, Italian.
Near Dignity Falls. It's Italian food with a Middle Eastern flair.
I love their hummus lasagna.
Oh, it is. You don't think it's going to be good.
No,
and when you first
don't.
Try it, you don't think it is good.
Hummusagna is then, what Doug calls it. And
hummusagna,
he gets
fun.
A craving for it, you know.
But by the end, if you tough it out, by the end, you're like, I really enjoyed that.
You do have to. There's a beginning, middle, and end. I'll tell you what.
There really is. It's a journey.
Yes, it's like childbirth. There's a transition moment where you're like, I can't do this. And then you finish.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Before you know it, you're done.
Before you know it, you're done.
Here's what happens. Let me read the event as it's posted here. It's happening at Denudo's. Vincent Price aficionado, Bat Mab, returns to Dignity Falls' Denudo's as Vincent Price to cook Italian culinary delights. There will be a 3-course meal celebrating Vincent Price's fondness for gardening in and eating the foods of Italy. Food, fright, and fun will abound. And this is helpful information in case you're not sure why this is happening. Vincent Price was a stage and film actor with a passion for life, art, and food.
All right, that's included in the post.
Seating is limited, so get your tickets ASAP. And then there's a link to the tickets. And we have him right here. Bat Mab is here in the studio.
Bat Mab, everybody. I feel like we should clap.
Thank you for being here. We should clap. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh!
Bat, thank you for being here.
You're
sort of doing it.
I'm sort of doing what?
Oh.
Oh.
Never mind.
I'm using my own voice.
Of course you are.
Bat, this is the 6th time you've done Dinner Has a Price.
Yes.
And you are the titular price.
I am the titular price. Mm-hmm. I am a huge aficionado of the life and work of Vincent Price, who, of course, was a stage and film actor with a passion for life, art, and food.
Yes, that is established.
And Vincent, VP, as we called him, had an enormous taste for Italy. Specifically gardening in Italy.
He loved to garden in Italy.
Gardening in. Can you explain what that means?
He didn't have a garden at home in Hollywood. He and his wife, Eleanor, would take trips to Italy to garden specifically.
Wow, that is really glamorous. Yeah.
They would
just
fly
to
over
garden.
Italy just to garden.
Just to check on the tomatoes.
Yes, they would. Because the soil, you see, is very rich.
Sure.
The soil is very rich.
Now, this is back in the days when you could travel with gardening implements and they wouldn't think twice about it. Nowadays,
you're limited of how many hoes you can bring. Yeah.
Correct. In more ways than one.
But now what do you mean?
Oh, I was just having a little fun.
But nowadays, because some of those implements, you'd have to check them.
You'd try to bring a rake or a trowel and they'd confiscate it immediately. Mm.
Oh, for sure. Mm. Yes.
Post 9/11.
So when did you become an aficionado of the late Vincent Price?
Well, he wasn't late when he was. At the time I became a fan, he was early.
I didn't. Oh, now you're having fun.
He is having fun.
I'm having the most fun.
I think you are.
As a child, I watched him as Egghead on Batman.
Oh, certainly.
So for people of a certain generation, that's what he was best known for. And then probably a later generation would know him for his freestyle impromptu rap performance on Michael Jackson's Thriller.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And Grizzly Ghouls from Every
Tomb. Oh, and that used to give me the chills when he would do that.
Terrifying.
Oh, yes. My gosh. I was so scared when he would come in and do that.
It's one
section.
Of the scarier raps.
It is one of the scarier raps.
It's probably
I never
the
thought of it as a rap,
rap
but I guess it is because it does rhyme.
There is a rap at the end of Tales from the Hood, which I think is meant to be somewhat scary, probably more funny than scary. But the Thriller rap is terrifying.
It's when he says corpse's shell, that part, right? I don't know. I can't do it like you do it. But
what about when he goes?
Well, I can't do it the way the VP would do it.
Oh, well
but you can come close, I think.
And you've even got that mustache. Look at that.
It's a beautiful pencil thin mustache.
Yes, this is not drawn on. This is
it's the real thing.
Oh, sure.
My own. I hone the mustache every morning.
Oh, you hone it.
What does that entail?
It involves taking a hone. And I spend about 2 hours on the mustache every morning.
2 hours?
Yes.
That seems like a very long time.
Well, the last thing I'd want to do is to show up at Dinner Has a Prize 6 and for people to say, like, something's wrong.
Certainly.
Of course.
The mustache is wrong.
Well, because you have a real fan base, don't you? You have some fans that come every
absolutely.
Time. That's how I've heard that you sort of shake it up a little differently each time. But you have a very loyal fan base. Is that not true?
Yes, yes. I mean, there's people who
take it very seriously.
There's people who have been to all 6 at this point, or hopefully will be at all 6.
Of course.
Been to all 5.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
Now, you two were at The Price of Dinner 3 Gnocchi Exit, right?
Yes, that's right.
In which we served gnocchi for all 3 courses.
It was amazing. Yes. And it was like I did feel trapped in kind of a scared way.
I remember feeling before the 3rd course came, I said, there's no way it's going to be gnocchi again. There's no way.
Yes, yes.
And then it was.
I know.
Then you got a dessert gnocchi.
Heard of before.
That was actually kind of delicious.
I like it. It was a sweet and savory.
Mm-hmm, a little vanilla and a little a potato chip.
That's right. It was a gnocchi dessert that that involved vanilla and potato chip.
Just
a little,
crunchy
just
gnocchi.
A little
it
bit. Just a little
odd.
Bit of potato chip.
A little bit.
Now, here's something. You know what? I was just looking at the post, Bernd, and we didn't scroll down enough because we missed it. There's a little more description.
Oh, no.
There's a little more description of your event here that's coming up soon, Bat. So can I just read this and have you talk about it? Because I didn't realize this is actually celebrating. It says, for the 6th year, it's preparing a meal from the far-flung and haunted corners of the world to celebrate the Master of Menace's 108th birthday.
Oh.
And the meal highlights the cuisine of Italy through a 1970s American perspective.
Mm, I get that.
The performance is set in the in a cursed Italian villa, and the audience must help Vincent undo the spell using... I'm not done. Using the most mystical of Italian elixirs, the set menu consists of appetizers, entree, and dessert. And you were very kind to say this. Please note if you have a vegetarian preference.
Now, I'm embarrassed that I missed quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
We just didn't scroll enough, Bert.
I guess I didn't scroll enough because that is something else.
Yes, I think there was a link and maybe that, and I clicked on that. That's what popped up. Now, please explain to me this. Now, see, this is very different from what you did with Gnocchi Exit. So this is going to be a haunted villa. And please,
they're
going to
transform Denudos into a haunted villa.
And there's going to be, can you say anything about the Italian elixirs? What does that mean? Is that a clue? Are we supposed to come prepared?
Well, also, will there be smoke effects? You have to tell people if there's going to be smoke effects.
Or strobe lights. Yes, people
smoke
can have
effects and strobe lights.
People
yes.
can have seizures.
Okay, well, good to know. Noted, duly noted. Yes, there will be gunshots. Okay. There will be smoke effects. There will be strobe light.
Oh, my.
And please also let me know about gluten-free or vegetarian options. I won't honor them, but it's good to know. It's just good to know.
Maybe they can sit in the back.
Well, it's tough in with a 70s Italian menu.
Of course. There was no such thing as gluten-free.
Talk about that a little bit. So 70s
Italian. Is there too much going on for this one?
Well, I don't know. You threw a lot at the wall. I'll tell you what. If there's anyone who could do it, it's Bat Mab.
And I think people are getting their money's worth.
Absolutely.
You can't. Nobody's going to walk out of there saying, well, I wish he'd done more.
No, that's never going to happen.
Well, some of VP's best work was in the 70s, as you know, and the abominable Dr. Phoebes.
Oh, is it Phoebes? I never knew. I thought it was Phibes.
Well, I'm just saying it out loud for the first time.
It's never uttered in the film.
It's never uttered in the film, oddly enough, and you're not sure who the doctor is.
Everyone in the film is wearing a lab coat.
That's right. That's correct. There's several doctors. Which one is the abominable one? And how do you pronounce his name? That is the eternal mystery of the abominable doctor.
I see.
Phoebes.
Uh-huh. Phoebes also a nickname for Phoebe, so that
true,
could be.
Friends.
And also the dangerous Professor Block was another film that he did at the time.
Is that cool? True?
Yes. The grotesque sergeant.
Oh, my. I don't know any
Manderly,
of these.
Yes.
I don't know any of these. I just know, was it House of Wax?
Yes, that's from the 50s. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Long ago.
I'm not familiar with the 70s.
In the 70s, he did a series of films that consisted of an adjective, an occupation, and an unusual last name. So it was kind of an auteur period.
Certainly.
For him.
Certainly.
Yeah, so we're going to honor those particular, and also we'll play disco. You know,
that's fun for the 70s yeah. bit. Yes. Yeah.
And I've kind of got a hybrid suit of a traditional Vincent Price tailored suit that's also kind of a John Travolta leisure suit.
Oh,
that's
I
fun.
See.
That's fun.
Now, here's the big question. Mm-hmm. Will you have an ascot or not?
All right. Well, that's the eternal mystery, isn't it?
Oh, that's...
Yeah, if you want to know, you have to
buy it. You have to get your tickets
absolutely.
Now.
Okay. Yes. Absolutely. And so the food will be 70s food?
And the food will be 70s Italian food.
Okay.
Yes.
And what does that entail?
Well, this is what Italians were eating in the 70s.
Oh, I see. Yes, so not yes. Italian food, no, not right. American
well,
Italian
look, it says,
food.
It no. says, because it says 70s American, it's Italian food through 1970s American
that's right.
perspective. Now, what does that mean exactly? Political perspective or
well, that's right.
nutritional perspective of the 70s?
Well, we weren't as healthy back then, were we? Yes, we didn't know.
We didn't know.
There was no gluten-free back then.
There wasn't.
For sure. Their gluten was in everything.
Right.
There was also a lot of disillusionment because of Vietnam and Watergate.
Yeah, of course.
And so I think...
And that affected Italian food a lot.
Those long gas lines.
Yes. And Jimmy Carter lusted in his heart. So
that's
I'm gonna,
right.
We're going to try to factor all of that in.
Will you incorporate the national malaise?
Yes, the national malaise. If you don't taste it in every bite of pasta, then I'm not doing my job.
That's reason alone to go, to capture that in a dish.
Absolutely. And you're encouraging patrons to wear a sweater because it will be cold.
Please wear a sweater.
They will not turn the heat on.
Bone chilling.
Ooh. And what do you mean by Italian elixirs? I mean, do we need to prepare anything? thing for how to solve this, not solve it, but exercise the demons.
Well, solve is good because there's also going to be an escape room element.
Oh, on top of all of this? Bat, you really are shooting for the stars.
You have modernized this show. This is exciting.
That is true. That's a good update. It's true.
If Vincent Price were alive today, wouldn't he be running escape rooms?
At 100%.
I think so.
100%.
Or at least going,
whether people
least
came or not. Yes.
You know,
or
he would at the very least be going to them. But I could see him on Shark Tank becoming the sort of mascot of a licensed franchise of escape rooms.
Absolutely.
Yes. I wish that was happening now.
So do I. Elixirs, Bat, elixirs.
Okay, well, you want me to tell you all of the Italian elixirs?
Well, I just want to know what you mean by saying that the way that they're going to help lift the curse is a mix of Italian elixirs. Isn't that what it says? What does that mean?
Yes, well, you're familiar.
Oh, yes, it says the performance is set in a cursed Italian villa, and the audience must help Vincent undo the spell using the most mystical of Italian elixirs.
I mean, how am I not supposed to ask a question about that?
Okay. When you first arrive in the room, everyone will be served your choice of an Italian elixir. And then that couldn't be clearer. And I will have a tray of snifters set up, and pick the elixir that speaks to you the most. They're going to be multicolored and multi-hued.
Uh-huh.
And so the elixir that you pick will point you on a particular story that you will be...
Oh, how will that
happen? This is unbelievable.
Look, there will be 17 different elixirs on the tray.
I have 17 different plot points, ostensibly, with endless
17 entirely different plots.
Oh, this is choose your own elixir.
Choose your own elixir, exactly. Yes. So whatever elixir you pick will point you down a particular plot thread. And I will be keeping track.
I'm not going to ask about the mechanics of that.
I'm going to assume he has it all figured out.
I will be keeping track of which Diner is on which storyline.
Wow.
And we'll be factoring that into my interactions with them. Mm. Now, of course, in addition to sitting alongside the guests and quoting famous Vincent Price lines and improvising in character.
So fun.
I'm also cooking the meal.
At the same time.
This is the part that blows my mind. Wow. Is you're juggling a lot of balls.
I'm going back and forth, yes.
You really are. Are you prepared? Do you feel ready? Do you get nervous before these?
You know, I think I do in the preparation of it, but on the day, it's a blur. Honest, you know, it just kind of flies by.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And did Vincent Price get nervous before a performance?
I don't know.
He never seemed like it.
No, he never seemed like it.
He didn't. He was cool as a cucumber. And I tried to elicit the same reaction.
Was cucumber going to be one of the elixirs?
Oh, I've revealed too much already.
That's my favorite. That's what I would get.
Well, Bat, this sounds like
spa water.
Yes.
You know,
but with magical properties.
Do you know what I find so refreshing is water with just a hint of a taste of another thing in it.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, I love that. I love it.
Like water with a single grape at the bottom.
Exactly. You read my mind, Bat. Now, Bat, this sounds like we just want to encourage everyone to get their tickets for this now because it's going to sell out. It always does.
Yes. And, I mean, I bet you the second people hear this, you're going to start seeing your ticket price, your ticket number go up. Mm-hmm. You might just sell out because this is just.
And you might raise the price of tickets.
And you might raise the price of tickets.
Remind me what I'm charging for this.
You know what's funny? It's not anywhere to be seen.
It's not on the post on NeighborHap, but I guess if you go to the ticket link.
There it is. $30.
That's very reasonable
for it.
So
reasonable.
Look at all you get.
Oh, my word.
You get an elixir.
17 different kinds.
You get Italian 70s food.
You get an escape room.
Performance. You get an escape room.
You get 17 different choose your own adventures.
That's right.
The dinner will not end until everyone escapes, too. So.
Oh, boy. Well.
And will you be making, at the end, will you be making your famous budino?
Yes. Of course, we are always in with a classic Italian butterscotch pudding budino.
And what I like is he says, and this is a spoiler, but he says, budino.
Oh, that's right. I do remember
because of
that.
Scariness.
Yes.
It's one of the scarier puddings.
Well, Beth, thank you so much for being here. Just one quick question before you go. Can you get them to put the packages in the parcel locker? Because that's why
Burns.
I have it.
Oh, come on now.
I know I said I wasn't going to talk about it.
No, you've got to bring your slip to the post office. That's how it works.
Okay.
That's how it's always worked.
Okay.
And that's how it will continue to work.
Okay. I told you shouldn't have said anything.
I shouldn't have, but I couldn't help myself. We're going to take a break. When we return, we're going to wrap things up here on The Neighborhood Listen.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Ben. I'm giving away. I'm doing a movie sale. It's three movies for $15. That means $5 each. Around the World in 80 Days, National Treasure, and Trek 2, all on DVD. And Shrek 2 is full screen. These are in used/very good condition. They are three kids and family movies, and they're perfect for kids and families movie time. Plus, they're enjoyable entertainment. So again, it's $15 total for three, or you can buy them for $5 each. National Treasure is Nicolas Cage, and he's looking for the National Treasure, and then Around the World in 80 Days is Jackie Chan, and he has to do the title. And then Shrek 2 is like Shrek 1, but it goes on from 1. So, movie lover's delight. Check it out.
Welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. It's time to wrap things up. We just have a couple posts before we send you on your way.
That's correct. Boy, oh boy. I just can't stop thinking about that show. I'm very, very excited. I really hope we get to go. Doug, we should go.
We should.
All right. We'll look into it.
Will this count as a bar?
I don't know. Well, the 17 elixirs? I think so. And you know what? I think you're going to get plenty of food. So you can't complain.
It sounds like
this
a lot
time.
Of food. Sounds like a lot of food. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I have a real quick one. This is kind of mysterious.
Oh.
This comes to us from Linda. And this is the Lost and Found section.
Okay.
The headline is "Wallet Returned!" Exclamation mark. And then in the body it says "Wallet Returned." No punctuation. So. I guess there was a wallet that had been taken or was missing.
The same thing was written twice?
Yes, with title different was degrees same of as, emphasis.
Oh, which one had the exclamation?
The title of the exclamation point and then the body just reinforced, gently reinforced what the subject line yelled.
That's amazing. Yeah. Now, I would understand a post that says wallet found.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
Now, is the person saying the wallet was returned the owner of the wallet? Because otherwise it makes absolutely no sense.
Here's what I think this is.
Okay.
And of course, it did say it was mysterious. It forces you to do a little detective work.
Oh, yes.
I think this Linda thinks that everyone's following her story about her wallet.
So you think it is her wallet?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. And I think she must have posted. I didn't do any research on this. I would imagine she posted earlier, I lost my wallet. My wallet is missing.
I see.
And then she, as if everyone is on the edge of their seat, mm-hmm, what's going on with Linda's wallet?
Can't sleep at night.
I can't eat a bite. I'm worried about Linda's wallet.
I'm worried about Linda's wallet.
And then you're refreshing Neighbor Hap every day.
Exactly.
Linda's wallet. What's the update? And then she writes, wallet returned. Well, Linda, I have to say this, Linda. Get over yourself.
Oh.
I don't like to be, look, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
I haven't eaten.
I know.
Since breakfast. I have a burrito that's sitting here in a container.
And God knows.
My blood sugar has dipped.
And God knows you didn't even make yourself a piece of toast because you do not know how to make any food. As I just recently learned about you.
I bet toast I could figure out, but yeah. If you put me in front of some bread and a toaster, I guess I'd figure it out, but I've never done it before.
Yeah, it's interesting because you said some bread and some toast, which is the same thing. I mean, bread is toast. You know that, right, Bert? I mean, that's how it starts and how it begins. Toast begins as bread.
I think I get that. Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's a start.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go, Linda. Okay. I'm sorry. Forgive me if my
Linda, get over yourself.
If my hunger and my low blood sugar is making me lash out at you.
And you're still upset thinking about the packages. You are still upset.
I'm still so mad. Well, you heard him. He just said that's just the way it is.
I know.
That's the thing that bothers me the most is when they won't give you an explanation of their dumb system.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Of course, that's parenting.
Well, that makes sense.
You never give an explanation of our dumb system.
How
many times have we said, Doug, to the kids, that's just the way it is? I mean, every day.
That makes me even angrier that Bat was treating me like a child. I am not a child. I'm a grown pharmacist.
This is true. You're one of those grown pharmacists.
Why don't you go with yours before I pass out?
Okay. Let's get you to that burrito. This one just says, free dirt. And there is truly, burnt, just a picture of dirt. A dirt pile, if you will. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a lot of dirt. If you look at the scale of it, does it not look like that dirt is towering over that car?
You know what it puts me in mind of is the film Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Exactly.
When Richard Dreyfuss went bananas.
The mashed potatoes went bananas over that dome.
Then he eventually started building a model of it in his home with dirt.
So weird. He turned out to be right.
So weird.
He turned out to be right.
He did turn out to be right. You know what's funny about that film is that he destroyed his marriage. And he was a father to a couple children.
He did. Yeah, I worry about that little boy.
And then with no compunctions, he gets on the spaceship. This is a big spoiler for Close Encounters, but he gets on the spaceship and flies away into space.
Yeah. Do you know my mom used to tell us that when me and my sister were growing up? She would say, if a spaceship comes, I'm going. I'm leaving.
Wow.
And we would cry and say, you would just leave us? She loves the occult and she loves anything extraterrestrial.
It sounds like she wouldn't say it as a correctional measure or as a threat. She would just say, I'm just letting you know.
No, she's letting us know. She would go. She would go. No questions asked.
If a UFO came and said, would you like to come with us? I absolutely would go with you.
She'd still go.
Wow.
But to tell that to a little child.
Yeah.
I was very, very afraid of aliens. So I did not like that Close Encounters movie because it was like my life.
I don't blame you.
So this is just says free dirt. And underneath it says free dirt. Lots of it. Ready for pickup. Stop by. That is wildly assumptive. Is that a word? Assuming. It's wildly assuming.
I think assumptive is a word.
Oh, well, we'll have to look it up.
I don't know if it. Assuming can be used that way.
Well, I just think it's a huge assumption.
Bit of a sticky wicket here.
Yes, a little bit. To assume is all I really want to say. To assume that someone has the means to pick up this Close Encounters-sized mound, this Dreyfus-sized mound, if you will, of dirt.
It is a Dreyfusian mound of dirt. But here's the thing, and we have to remember this, Joan. There's people out there for whom this dirt is a gold mine. They look at that post and they say, whoa, are you going to be there in 5 minutes?
You know, Doug said this to me. He said that dirt is really, it's a premium. It's something that you need for all sorts of, I don't know, things in the backyard and compacting backyard this and backyard that. And he said, you just can't come by dirt of this magnitude. And so it's a big deal. And I was just like, it just seems like, you know, deal with your own dirt.
What if you work at the cemetery, you're a grave digger, and the dirt there is unattractive. But this dirt, I got to say, I'm not an expert. It looks like nice dirt.
It does look like nice dirt. Do we still have grave diggers? That That sounds like such a very old-fashioned thing.
Well, whether they use a shovel or they use a backhoe, they do have to dig a grave. And then they have to put the dirt back on top. And sometimes maybe that dirt doesn't look that nice.
So you're thinking maybe some grave diggers want to go get this dirt.
I'm saying that's the most logical.
That's the number
logical.
It's the number one.
That's exactly right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, grave diggers, have at it. However many there are of you in Dignity Falls.
It bears repeating, grave diggers, have at it. Well, Joan, that's all the time we have for this episode. We want to thank everyone for listening, and thank you all to our neighbors on NeighborHap for posting their posts and letting us use them.
Bye.
And goodbye.